So we tried for me to get pregnant for about six or 12 months. And then we went to the doctor, and in view of my age, because I was 36 by that time, they said, there's no point doing any more tests. You better just crack on and have IVF, which was a bit of a shock because I didn't realise my body clock was running down quite as quickly as it was. When we started, we gave ourselves a cutoff point of me getting to 40. That was the line that we drew for ourselves. We felt that we had to make the biggest effort we could to try for me to try and get pregnant within the time that we'd given ourselves. We had two friends who'd been through IVF, and one of them had a very low 5% chance of success, and she was successful. So we did have a very unrealistic expectation of what our chances of success would be. I was just focused on, if we do all of this, it'll work, and obviously completely devastated when it didn't. Over the next 3 years, we had six unsuccessful rounds, and we stopped when I was 40. By then, I don't think we could have continued anymore. We were done emotionally, physically, financially. We'd had enough. We just couldn't have continued for any longer. Once we decided to stop, we felt completely lost and alone. The only people who knew that we were trying to get pregnant were our parents. And it's one of those things, you can't tell friends about it because you don't want to tell them that you fail every time. So we spent a year hibernating and feeling like we were the only people in the world who couldn't have children. It was very raw. I realise now that I was grieving, but I didn't realise at the time. I just thought I felt numb. After about 12 months, we joined an organisation called More to Life, part of Fertility Network UK, and we found then some people who were in the same place that we were, and that was incredibly valuable. In those 15 years since, some of those people have become our closest friends, and we've healed and grown together. Meeting them sort of saved us, really, to be fair. How do I feel about IVF today? I feel that people are given a very positive view of what their chances of success are. They think, a lot of women think that I can leave it till I'm 35, I can have IVF and all be well, and that is not the case. The last couple of years, I've really been into that grief, and I've come out the other side. For me, I've become who I am. Use that time to pursue my own development, to make the most of my life, and I feel that I've done that myself, and I'm very happy with my life now. I live very joyfully and a very fulfilled life.